is always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo's Nerdly, presents Mark Stein.
And he's also a humanitarian, a philanthropist. He's also the world's leading climate change realist. The one, the only Mark Stein. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, James. Great to be with you.
Mark, here we are again. Another one of these shootings, and of course, the same old rhetoric. Within hours, Karine Jean-Pierre was blaming Republicans in Congress as if the Democrats had never had a trifecta where they could have passed any legislation they wanted. She's blaming Republicans for there being so many guns out here and for murder. Joe Biden today saying he can't do anything, nothing he can do except to plead with Congress, translation, those evil Republicans, to start banning assault weapons, and that's going to solve the problem. And then you have stories from the left. Now that this shooter is known to be a member of the LGBTQIA plus community, and there are calls for police to release the manifesto that he wrote as supposedly an explanation, if you want to call it that, of his actions or her actions, depending on the way it's being reported. And you have voices from the left saying, no, 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 that would be highly irresponsible. Mm. We don't need to know what he or she was thinking. And all that, what's the motive? What's the motive? And suddenly, a large swath of the left is not interested in the motive.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's usually with these school shootings, there is a mental health issue applying to the perpetrator. In this case, I think the mental illness is at least as much present in the coverage of the incident. This is a particularly horrible story. There are six dead people, three of them 9-year-old children. That's absolutely awful. There will be a hole in the heart of that family for decades, for the child who never lived to grow beyond 9 years old. And you have to be incredibly, as I said, mentally ill yourself to think that the real issue here is that the police spokespersons misgendered the killer, because this is how screwed up our world is, because they thought she was, or he, whatever, I'm doing the misgendering now and I don't care, they thought that she was a man who transitioned into a woman as opposed to being a woman who transitioned into a man. And for all kinds of people, this is the priority, that the police should not have, it's a greater crime to misgender the killer of the 9-year-old kids than it is to kill 9-year-old kids. And what is interesting to me is that, you know, you said the LGBT whatever, and actually the first three initials of that are not particularly associated with crime. There is a lot of rage on the trans side of things that has manifested itself, and people ought to, I think this phenomenon, the fact that he, she, whatever, turns out to be a woman, a young woman who's transitioned into a man and then transitions further into becoming a male mass killer, which is not something that women generally do. I think this is one of the saddest phenomena of our times, and no good is going to come from the mainstreaming of transitioning in this way. It's not a good phenomenon, and there is going to be a lot more of this kind of rage, I'm afraid, because I've known trans people since I was a teenager because I've been around the theatre all my life. And I honestly think that unless you're in show business where you sort of exist in a kind of heightened reality anyway, I'm not sure that transitioning is the solution to anyone's problem.
Mark, I'd like to just speak to you a moment, and I'm debating how far I want to go with this about these drugs that are being used, these hormone-changing drugs. Because there is, of course, criticism, veiled criticism, in the parts, the stories that conservatives are blaming the transgender hormone drugs for the shooting. And then there was another one in Newsweek, how these hormone therapies affect the brain. And they definitely, in the course of the article, although say the sample is too small on the research to know definitively how it affects the brain in large numbers, but there is evidence, of course, that it does affect the brain. Mm. Mark, I have experience with this. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, one of the things that I had to take was this drug, Lupron Depot. This is one of the drugs that's used in this transitioning.
Mm.
I, within the first few weeks of taking this drug, I'll just put it like this. I had to reach out for professional help. I thought I was losing my mind.
Mm.
And the mood swings as your body is rejecting its natural testosterone and instead is being infused with this drug that imitates testosterone, but is in fact estrogen.
Right.
What it does to your thinking for many men is, besides the constant hot flashes, besides the other things, the weight gain, the gain of weight in the male breast area, besides all of that, what it does to you mentally, no one can prepare you for. I mean, they tried. They said, you know, you're going to go through some changes with this, but no one can prepare you for what you are going to face. Now, these drugs are being used widely now as this effort, as you say, to mainstream this transgendering. And I don't quite understand why, what the impact of these drugs to the human psyche is not being discussed more. This is a life. It is not just changing your body. It is a life-changing thing. And in many cases, it can lead to suicidal thoughts. It can lead to rage, total rage in people. And also, Mark, I'm going to tell you, this is experience. One minute you're sitting there and everything is fine. And then the next minute you're bursting out in tears. You see a commercial and you're crying as if it's, and asking yourself, why am I crying? What's wrong? These drugs are very powerful. And what they do to the brain has yet to be really, and I don't even know whether those people that are administering these drugs know fully what they do to the brain.
Well, I don't think that's a surprise, because I think if you think of it in any rational terms, a boy wakes up and decides he wants to be a girl, or a girl wakes up and decides he wants to be a boy, and they prescribe a medical regime that is designed to change the very biological essence of a person in physical terms. So as you say, when it comes to a girl, they put them on drugs that will increase testosterone. And we are supposed to believe that the boy who wants to be a girl, the girl who wants to be a boy, has already mentally adjusted to that, so that the brain is fine. It's just aware. It's these pills, these medicines, these injections, these hormones are designed just to make the physical body align with the girl or the boy's own self-identification. The idea that they can do that without having any impact on the brain and on the psyche is completely absurd. And the rush to mainstream this, younger and younger and, oh, my, I came home today and my 7-year-old, instead of playing with G.I. Joe, was playing with Barbie. Quick, we better get little Jimmy transitioning. The rush to mainstream this younger and younger, these people will be seen as butchers in the years ahead when we sober up about this stuff. But the rage that's out there, the rage in trans activism, I think the anger there, we saw this during the summer of Antifa in Portland and cities like that in whatever it was, the summer of 2020, when angry trans people were actually a big, statistically overrepresented part of some of those violent protests. We are, as we saw at this school, it's a tragedy for the parents of those children and for the three adults who died. But there is the anger and the rage on in this particular group, I think, is to do with the fact that the solution, the so-called cure for their problems, actually causes as much trouble as the original problem does. And we will have to have some sober reflecting on this. Biden is no use on this, because Biden, in fact, is, Biden is hot for the trans stuff. So there are political components to this. But what happened here, the sight, the spectacle of a school shooting where the main concern of the media is the fact that the police chief has managed to misgender the killer, and that's more important than the kids killed, suggests that this depravity is actually widespread. It spread far beyond the trans community. The media's nuts. Large numbers of commentators are nuts. Half the people on Twitter. It's a peculiarly English thing, oddly enough, in Anglo countries, because if you're in continental Europe, if you're in France, where all the nouns are masculine or feminine, and you have to have the correct, you have to have the correct gender for the language, the idea that you would then obsess about the correct gender for transgender and cisgender people doesn't seem to apply. It's a craziness in the English-speaking countries primarily.
Well, I'm just going to make one more note about these drugs, Mark. Before they would give me, I had mine injected. Mm. The nurses that gave me these drugs had to suit up in a hazmat suit.
Right.
And that should tell somebody. If a nurse giving you an injection for her own safety has to suit up in a hazmat suit, what they are putting into these people's body is pretty powerful stuff.
Well, you know, we wreck people with this. This is what, and in your case, you just happen to get an illness which uses the same drug. So you're not trying, you haven't woken up and decided you want to be a woman. So you imagine this was just one drug. You imagine the cocktail of surgeries and medications required to try to change, even in just a sort of pseudo way, your biological essence. I mean, in other words, that's about as what you went through for your highly specific disease. And then you compare it with what you'd have gone through if you had decided that you actually wanted to be a woman. You wanted to, we used to say, change sex. What we are doing here is we're trying to find a medical solution. And as a result, we're butchering people. These websites they have now, where basically middle school girls post photographs of their breast scars, where as part of the general, they're put on puberty blockers and they cut their breasts off. They have double mastectomies. And we are taught that this is somehow affirming. That a middle school girl posting photographs of her breast scars because as part of the general blocking of the development into a woman They've cut them off. And there are these websites where all these girls, you know, there's whole groups. I'm so relieved my own children were basically just got out of school a year or two ahead of this thing starting, because the social pressure, particularly during the lockdown year of 2020, when everybody was all sort of denied normal social life, and the propagandizing of this is where I fault Biden. This is a huge. He's sided with something for which there is no societal consensus. And to be honest, you know, we look at it, this guy turned out to be a woman who identifies as a man or whatever. I'm trying to keep it all straight in my head. In other countries, they've got this so-called epidemic of female violent crime. And you think, wait a minute, that's very unusual. What's up with that? Well, it turns out there are suddenly female rapists. In English law, in the Commonwealth countries, to be a rapist, you have to have a penis. But somehow there are now all these women committing rapes and then demanding that they be sent to a female prison because they're women. So in a sense, the criminality is itself proof that you're not really the term transition is a euphemism. It's a euphemism for butchery. It's a euphemism for psychological problems and physical problems that can't be corrected. Oh, it's great. I think I'd like to be a boy. Can I go on puberty blockers? Oh yeah, that's great. When you change your mind 5 years down the line, you'll be infertile. So the long-term consequences for this are something that doctors who are enthusiastic about it, I think, should be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely. I got two more quick things. Tell everybody where they can join us in July for the cruise. And also, Mark, I am so happy you have, I don't know how you do this, you have written a new book, and it's going to be out in April, The Prisoner of Windsor.
Yeah, I did a, well, this actually arose out of lockdown. I was looking at the deserted streets of Western cities, and then I looked at life in Eastern Europe, where life was pretty much as normal. So I did an inversion of the famous Prisoner of Zender story, in which an Englishman on holiday has to play the King of Ruritania at his coronation. And I thought I'd invert it because, you know, Ruritania is a fantastical, mystical, mythical, crazy fairyland kingdom. And I thought today the Eastern Europeans are the least insane people in the Western world. And if you land in contemporary London, that's the crazy, fantastical fairyland kingdom. So I just wrote a contemporary inversion of it. And there's a little bit of American interest. There's an American president who turns up halfway through, and it comes out, I think, in a couple of weeks. And as you asked me to mention the cruise, we will be cruising, you and me and a whole bunch of other people like Michelle Backman, in the beautiful Adriatic this summer. And you can find out more at marksteincruise.com.
And that's Stein, Steyn, folks. Yep. Mark, thank you so much as always. Such a pleasure.
My pleasure, James.
WABC Talk Radio 77. Your calls are coming up. If you want to weigh in on any of this, your calls welcome. Anything that we've talked about or whatever's on your mind. 800-848-WABC. Coming right back.